Derek Warren here with Sheriff Paul Coons for an interview today. Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Derek. I always like to come up and see you.
Yeah, well, we have the 4th of July coming up here within a couple weeks. And so I want to talk about especially firework safety, but more safety for summer events in general. That includes like grilling out and stuff like that, safety for something like that. If they go to big events, make sure for be safe whenever you go to events. And then, of course, fireworks. They're basically little mini explosives that you shoot off. They just look nice whenever they go off. So want to make sure that we're safe whenever we're doing all these summer events.
There are things to consider. You know, maybe we don't always think about it around here because we take for granted that everything is safe and orderly and that there won't be problems. But there are things to consider when we go to events like, you know, the fair. The fair is a large event. There are a lot of people there every day. The Lake Sarah fireworks, that's a huge event. There are close to, I think, 10,000 people there at that event. Probably the biggest thing that comes to mind when you are planning to go to a large event, the summer is the weather. You should check the weather and know what's coming. And if there is a chance or a threat of inclement weather, you know, you need to come to a decision beforehand on what is, you know, going to trigger your response. If you see lightning, if you hear thunder, being caught out or in a large group during a weather event, you know, would be sort of scary. And of course, it's summer, so
They pop up out of nowhere. Seems like
they
sometimes.
Do, but also because it's summer, we have to worry about protection from the sun. Sun protection and from the heat, because if you're, you know, stuck outside or there's not a lot of shade, you have to consider that and being hydrated. So weather is a big thing. But I always preach this. I think it's sort of funny about having situational awareness. Or being aware of your surroundings. I preach that to my family. And the reason I think it's sort of funny is because police officers are oftentimes, I mean, very overzealous about this and being hyper aware. And that's why we have high blood pressure and high stress levels. You know,
it's a tough job.
Well, not everybody's like this. I know that. But you do need to be aware of your surroundings and what's going on. If you're in a large event, you need to know where medical is stationed, where the medical officers are. You need to know that. You need to know where the exits are and how to get out of that event space. So I still, you know, preach those. You need to know beforehand what the weather's going to do, what your exit routes will be if you decide you need to leave, and also how you will contact your group or your family members. You need to know beforehand where your meeting place is going to be in case you're separated and can't contact one another. You also need to have your cell phones charged up and working properly before you go. And again, those are things that, you know, I don't want to seem overly anxious or try to scare anyone, but those are basic things that you need to have done before you go to a large event. You know your surroundings, know where you're going to meet up, know your exit routes, and have a way to communicate.
Yeah, always know where you can get out of either in a building or at an event. Make sure you know how to get out of there in a moment's notice. And as always, like you said, make sure your cell phone's charged. Your cell phone can be kind of your lifeline if you're looking to contact somebody. So make sure that it's always up and running and you have a way to contact people.
I believe that, yes. However, I think we oftentimes rely too much on our cell phones.
Yes.
I mean, there are times at events where the cell service may not be that good, or depending on your carrier, you know, there are places, most places Verizon works, most places AT&T work, but not always, all the time. So you also need to have a plan if you can't contact someone where you're going to meet up. And something I didn't touch on, but it's a big one, we deal with it every year, is child safety. You know, back in the day, maybe we just turned the kids loose and they ran and had a great time wherever they are. But I don't follow that. You need to know where they're at all the time and have a way to contact them. So child safety is a big thing. They have always turned out well for us. You know, I'm looking back, thinking about all the times where a child has gone missing at an event, and it happens. You know, it happens every year, and we find them. But that's a scary thing, and you need to keep an eye on your children and know where they're at.
Yeah, and the kids get scared as well if they don't know where their parents are at, and it just compounds itself whenever the kid gets lost. Yeah, so make sure that you know where your kids are and that they're safe, for sure. And even if they're in a certain area where you know where they're at, make sure that they're not getting into trouble or getting into what could possibly be an accident that could hurt them as well.
Yeah, and especially if there's equipment like large, you know, playground equipment or water, you need to keep an eye on them around that. Something else that I didn't touch on, it sort of goes with the weather, though, is some of these large events have alcohol. And when the weather is hot, you need to watch, you know, your alcohol consumption. And it could have a negative effect on how your body deals with the hot weather, too. So that's another thing, you know, to be mindful of. Now, you did mention fireworks. Another important thing with these venues is that you follow the guidelines set forth by the venue. Yeah. If there's a place you're not supposed to be or they have roped off, that is most likely for safety. And you need to follow the venue's guidelines about, you know, safety around fireworks. And if there is someone maybe at an event shooting off fireworks that's not sanctioned by the venue and there's a crowd around, that's not a good place to be, you know. That's part of the situational awareness. Fireworks, you know, I like them, of course. I love to watch them. I love to hear them, you know, ever since I was a little kid. But you're right, they can be and they are dangerous. They need to be set off properly.
Yeah, and it always seems like every year there's a new type of firework up there where you got a new design or something. They always look nice, but always make sure to put safety first with these events because you never know what can happen. They're volatile and they look nice, but they are dangerous at the same time. So you got to make sure to take that into account.
They can be, especially when maybe not handled by, you know, there are people that are trained, certified, and licensed to set off these big fireworks, commercial fireworks. And that's important because there is a lot of safety that has to go into that. But we can also buy fireworks here, you know. So you have to be careful when you're around those or when someone is setting those off that you're, you know, proper safe distance and that they're doing it responsibly because every year, you know, people get hurt.
Yeah, there's inevitably somebody across the nation. I mean, there's all kinds of people celebrating on the 4th of July, but inevitably somebody does get hurt from a fireworks display. So you got to take that into account and make sure you take all precautions that you can. There was one other thing that I did want to bring up, though, grilling out whenever it's hot and dry. You obviously want to watch whenever you're grilling out because there is a live fire in there, or at least hot coals, charcoal. And you want to make sure that that's at least away from dry brush and grass and stuff so it doesn't cause a fire.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess I'm a farmer at heart. And,
yeah,
you know, all the rain we've been getting, I've got water standing all over in my fields. I guess I haven't really thought too much about that. But
yeah, we haven't gotten to the dry season yet.
No,
that's usually in late
coming.
July and August, yeah.
You're right, it is coming. And especially with fires, because I like it too, you know, if you are outside and it's evening and you can sit around a fire. But yes, you have to be careful of that it doesn't blow or get out of hand. No one wants to be that guy that, you know, starts a fire that causes a lot of damage or hurts someone. So that is common sense, but that's a good point also with fire safety. And of course, it's a whole nother topic, one that I maybe not be qualified for to discuss, but it's food safety too, outside in the heat when you're grilling out and you have potato salad and other things that are, you know, that have the potential to spoil. You know, the only thing I know about potato salad and macaroni and salad and all those good things is that I like them. You know, I'm sort of on a seafood diet. I'm not the one to talk
seafood,
about
seafood, eat food. Yeah, right.
But yeah, that's, you can tell by looking at me. That's my
motto.
I
understand.
But that is another area to be concerned with when it comes to outside safety this summer.
Yeah, and always be up on the most recent recalls as well, the way you're not using recalled food as well. Those are always available on the USDA or the government websites for stuff like that. So be sure to keep up on that. Any other topics on this that you wanted to mention?
Well, no, not really. And we, you know, where we live here in Effingham County, you know, we're used to being able to go where we want and go to these activities without a moment's, you know, thought about safety or what's dangerous. And we want it to continue that way. But if you go to an event this summer, maybe it won't be here. Maybe you'll go to an outdoor concert. You know, there's things to consider, too, with crowds, being in a large crowd. I remember when we had the large concert at Mid-America Corvette. Gosh, there were like 15,000 people there in attendance. And it was a crushing crowd up by the stage because everyone wanted to be close to the stage.
Well, you got a mosh pit going probably there for a little bit.
It was tight, you know, was tight. And as police officers, when we had to enter that area, we were like a, you know, a freight train, one behind the other. And there were some problems up there that we had to deal with, and you have to push your way through to get to them. But my point about all that is large crowds can be dangerous in themselves. And if you're in a crowd like that, you need to know, you know, where your exit point is, how you get out of there. You need to be careful not to be put yourself in a position where you're trapped up next to a barricade and, you know, you can't get out, or the pressing crowd will push you against something. So we don't have to worry about that so much here, but I'm sure there are plenty of people here in Effingham County that are going to travel, go to concerts, go to things like that. It's, again, situational awareness. I don't want to seem like I'm an alarmist, but you need to be aware. Have a good time, but you need to be aware of your surroundings and what's going on around you.
Definitely. That applies for many things, not just summer events, but also when you're driving, anything that you may be doing throughout the day. Be situationally aware, and it can make a world of difference.